working see what volume level to use. Tell me a little bit about your telephone interviewing, just so we can...
Well, it was political, and this special friend of mine, when I called him, it just, as it happened, his name ran out, you know. I just called a certain number.
Mm-hmm.
And I was given the...
Hello.
Come in.
Hi, how are you?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Can I turn this on?
And he said, well, I'm so glad you called me. Said, I'd often wondered how these surveys were made, you know, the mm-hmm. political surveys and all. And said, I'm so glad you called me.
That's interesting. Well, what were you trying to find out?
Well, it was just a political survey of the state of Georgia during the governor's race.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Bo Calloway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine that was interesting.
And of course, it was not for any special political party. But then, how they were, and there was no name used on the.
Uh huh. Just for information.
Just for information.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be doing fine. So I don't think we'll have any problem with that little machine here. I don't think. Okay. Let's.
Well, that wasn't my voice on that one.
That was mine.
Uh huh.
Now, the first thing I need to know is your name.
It was Leela.
And how do you spell Leela?
L-E-I-L-A.
That's a pretty name.
Oh, it's a very common name.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. I've never heard it before. Okay. And what's your address, Miss?
Post Office Box. Butler. And you want the zip? No?
Yes, please.
31006.
Okay. And the name of this community? The name of the town?
Well, the town or this little section down here, this is the McCrary Homes.
Okay.
Or Butler Housing Authority, I don't know. McCrary Homes, I think is what they...
And the county that we're in?
Taylor.
Okay. And where were you born?
In Taylor County.
Okay. Were you born in Butler or out
in
the country?
No, out in the country.
About how far?
Near Bethlehem Church, about 7 miles from here.
I saw the road from that. Okay.
Well, not this highway, but it's back... on another road by the school building.
Didn't I see a road that had a sign that said Bethlehem Church?
Bethel Church.
Oh, so that was a different one.
Yeah, that's Primitive Baptist too. Now that's where my husband's buried, and all my people are buried down at Bethlehem.
I see. Okay. And let's see, what is the date of today? This is the...
Oh, sugar nut. You asked me. What we asked was the third one. Yeah, this election on the 3rd.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, so today is
fourth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should certainly know that.
Mm-hmm. But I can't keep up with the days.
I can't either. And would you mind giving me your age?
Oh, no. I'm 71. We'll be 72 in February.
Okay. And your religion?
Oh, Missionary Baptist. I'm Baptist.
Okay. And did you ever have a job outside of home?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did you do?
Oh, well, I've done a little of everything. We owned a cafe at one time, my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've worked at Hammock Electric. I was a bookkeeper at Hammock Electric, and I work all over town when I need a little extra help.
Okay, doing
any surveys or any anything like that.
Okay.
Because I'm free to go when I get ready, you know.
That's nice.
Don't
really
charge. If it's a free job, I have it.
Uh-huh. Did you go to school in Taylor County?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And all my schooling was here except just one summer school in Athens.
Uh-huh.
And I taught. Of course, when we had to take a state examination, don't you know, then we were tested on that.
Okay. And what was the name? Well, what were the names of the schools that you went to? Well,
Peacock School and Crossroad. Peacock School was the only one I went to except just summer schools and Reynolds. And
okay. And then you said you went to summer school in Athens?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
1 6 weeks.
And where did you go to high school?
I didn't. Back then I didn't go to high school. I just finished the 7th grade. Well, it was the 8th.
That was
yeah,
high
back in the country
school.
Well, no, they had one in Butler, but I didn't go any further. But I took the test, you see, the teacher's test.
Uh-huh.